So I've heard the name Gladys Knapp. I've heard that name before. Can you tell me what your memories are of her? And
well, of course, I kind of, after I got grown up and she got older, I don't remember. Yeah, she was married, I guess, when that happened. But I'm not sure about that. But anyway, she was always a good neighbor and friend and everything. And then, of course, she had a family. But then we kind of didn't see each other very much. But occasionally we'd meet up somewhere, and she'd always say, "You still remember that fire?"
Well, who were some of your other neighbors that you remember on School Street?
You mean at that time?
Is that on School Street?
The Adamses, Ed and Sophie Adams lived in the brick house below where we lived, and their daughter and family lived in one part of that house. But at the house at the end, at one time some Adamses lived there, but they didn't live there very long. Where did they move to? They moved to New Hampshire or somewhere.
And this is on School Street.
On school? Oh, no.
No,
I was 3 years old when we moved from School Street to the Lower Village.
Okay.
And there, I lived there all my life till we moved up here.
So you don't really have any memories of School Street then? You would have been too young.
Oh, no. Okay. But I've been told of things like Peter Smith's grandmother lived right across from where I was born. And she would tell me about my mother bringing me over to see her. And sometimes she came to our house, but of course I don't remember that.
Yeah.